This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got one of those pro tips for criminals. If you're committing a crime, committing. If you're committing a crime.
Oh my gosh.
If you're committing a crime, just map out your directions before you get going. It's kind of the.
I have a story about a guy.
Committing.
Ended up in the doghouse.
Sorry.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a 29-year-old man. He did like most 29-year-old men, and he entered an advanced auto parts store.
Oh.
He went in there.
Okay.
It started to get a little weird, though, because he started barking like a dog just over and over repeatedly. He spent more than an hour inside this advanced auto parts store.
They let him bark?
Barking like a dog.
Well, yeah, they thought he would like lose his voice. He would stop.
Okay.
No one offered him a treat or anything, but they did call the cops. The cops arrived and kind of went up to him going, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" He goes,
"Do you know how to get home?"
Yeah. My favorite part.
Where's your owner?
Who's a good boy?
Is this man said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was bothering anybody."
What?
By barking like a dog. They said, "Well, let's just go outside. Let's get you outside." They found lots of methamphetamine in his vehicle.
Yes. Oh.
So the dog, the cops,
the dog,
the dog, I don't know. The cops really have a bone to pick with him. Is where I was trying to get at.
So this whole thing was a build up for a bone joke?
Yeah. Yeah, I just made up the story.
Perfect. My story, much like TX's story, comes from Missouri.
Missouri.
Officers were conducting a canine training.
Ah, maybe my guy was there.
Yeah.
Fresh. I just graduated.
Officers were conducting a canine training in the area when a couple of fellers rolled up on them and asked for directions on how to get to the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not the first people to ask that. Snooki asked that.
How to get to the beach?
Where's the beach?
Okay. Got it. Do you know where the nearest beach is in Missouri?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Not super close.
Just kind of that way.
Pretty much any direction, just not here. Yeah. That caused the officers to be a little suspicious of the directionless fellows. And the canine training dogs were also very suspicious. And pretty much what do? They point, they say
they alert somehow.
They alert.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. They
good.
Alerted on the fellers because the guys had 2 grams of the methamphetamine in their vehicle.
They went to see the wrong dogs.
Yes.
He was looking for T-Hacks.
Where's that auto parts store, man?
There you go.
Well, good on the dogs. They were listening. They were paying attention during their training.
If you're committing a crime, don't ask for directions. And if you're asking for directions, don't ask...
The police.
Yeah,
with the
dogs. Canine dogs.
Right, yeah.
That seemed redundant.
Oh, canine dogs. You're right. Huh. I have a bone to pick with you too. Funnier when I did it.
Okay.
Those are all the stupid people you can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.